It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com and KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me in studio today, I have Emily Elliott. She is Miss Carbon County Outstanding Teen. And I have Gracie Steele. She is Miss Carbon County. We've got a lot of pageant stuff coming up. And, you know, Gracie is getting ready to go compete in the Miss Utah competition. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Ladies, thank you for coming in and taking the time to join us today.
Thank you.
Gracie. Sorry, not Gracie. I got you confused already.
It's all right.
Emily, I'm going to let you kind of take over for the beginning because you're going to talk a little bit about your pageant. And then there's also some juniors and some other pageants like that that are coming up that people need to be aware of. So go ahead and take it away.
Okay, so for the 2020 Mini, Little, and Junior pageant, it'll be August 16th. And all the paperwork is due on July 22nd. There's more information on the Miss Carbon County's website, or you can contact Kylie Howes at 435-650-6744. And that's just for girls that want to get out there and get into pageants a little bit. The mini is ages 4 to 6. The little is 7 to 10.
7 to 9.
7 to 9.
And then the junior is 10 to 12. And it's just really fun. It gets the little girls out there. They meet a lot of people. And then my pageant, the Outstanding Teen pageant, is for girls ages 13 to 17. The pageant that week will be August 17th. There's more information at the meeting we are going to be having on June 18th at 5 at Mont Harmon Middle School. If you cannot make it to that, you can also contact Kylie Howes again. If not, you can go to the MissCarbonCounty.org website, and all the information will be there, too.
Okay, so a lot of information. We'll come back to it and get that information to people. Now, is this how many years have you been involved in pageants?
This will be my third year.
This is your third year?
Yeah.
And do you enjoy doing them? Do you find that you've learned a lot from them? And what does that do for you? What has it done for you?
Definitely. It's got me more comfortable getting out and talking to people. It's really helped me with my grades, like talking to teachers, because it just gets you used to older people. It's made me more aware of like our community and what is going on and what we can help with. And it's just been so much fun. The girls are amazing. Gracie is outstanding. I don't know why she's not outstanding too. She's just a miss, but yeah.
So, and the one thing you've probably taken away the most, and I think a lot of ladies that go into these pageants take away the most is a lot of confidence. It gives you a lot of confidence and it kind of helps you even, you know, it'll help you in the future.
Yeah, definitely. We go out and we have to do so many stuff. Even for pageant, you have to do an interview with judges, which is only like an 8-minute talk with the judges, and they get to know you. But it really helps with like real life, with job interviews and things like that.
Okay, well, Emily, thanks for giving us the lowdown there. We're going to come back to you here in just a moment. Now we're going to talk to Gracie Steele. She is Miss Carbon County. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Perfect.
Doing well. Now, you're getting ready to have a big send-off because you are going to go compete at the Miss Utah level.
Yes. Miss Utah is June 10th through the 15th in Salt Lake City. And my send-off is June 8th at 3 p.m. at Mont Harmon Middle School. So the send-off is basically if you can't attend Miss Utah, you can come watch me do my evening gown. I'm going to talk about my social impact initiative. I'm going to do my talent. It's just a way to get out and support me instead of coming up north.
So it's a one-woman pageant.
It is, yeah. So I'm going to do everything, and Emily's going to MC me and help me out a little bit. So I'm pretty excited.
All right. Now, I asked Emily what she's gotten. How many years have you been in pageants?
Miss Carbon County was my first pageant.
Your first pageant, right out of the gate.
Yep.
Knocked it out of the park. Now, in that year, and since the one pageant that you've done, what have you gained from it?
So much self-confidence, so much. I've learned so much about myself, so much about this community. I'm comfortable speaking in front of people, which I usually am not. I feel like I know so much more than about myself than I did. I know that high heels, after 2 months, you get used to them. After wearing dresses isn't all that bad. And it's fun to play dress up, but it's also fun to get dirty and help your community out whenever is needed.
Okay, now you said you're going to do your whole everything you're going to do at the Miss Utah pageant, you will do next weekend.
Yes.
And what is your talent?
So I'm a dancer. So I'm doing a dance, and it's entitled Devil with the Blue Dress On. It's a 20s flapper routine. So it's a little out of my comfort zone. I usually stick to the lyrical contemporary, but I'm pushing myself and doing a jazz dance.
Okay, so let's give everybody the information on that again. It's Saturday, June 8th.
Correct.
At Mont Harmon. What times and all
at that? At 3 o'clock, and the admission is free. So just come hang out. There's going to be refreshments after. And help me get some more confidence before I get on that big stage.
All right, Gracie Steele, Miss Carbon County, congratulations and good luck to you next.
Thank you so much.
What, you got a couple of weeks, you said?
Yep, I have 10 days.
Keep counting them.
Hey, I will.
All right, now, Emily, we're going to come back to you and let you give all the information on your stuff one more time just to kind of close out everything. Go ahead and tell them as far as when the meetings are and all that for everybody that might be interested in getting involved in the Miss Carbon County pageant this year that's coming up.
Okay, so if you want to be a mini, little, or junior, the pageant will be August 16th, but all the paperwork will be due July 22nd. And if you have any questions or comments or concerns, you can either go to the MissCarbonCounty.org website or you can contact Kylie Howes at 435-650-6744. And then for the 2020 Outstanding Teen Pageant, where I will be giving away my crown, it's from ages 13 to 17. The pageant will be August 17th, and the information meeting for everyone will be June 18th at 5 at Mont Harmon Middle School.
Okay, so there's all the information on that. And then make sure you get out there next Saturday, June 8th, to cheer on Gracie Steele as she does her pageant and shows everybody what she's going to do at the Miss Utah pageant. That's June 8th, Mont Harmon, at 3 o'clock. And just go on out and support these girls and just show them that Carbon County's behind them. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.